You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome back to The Wire. The government has made its stance clear on the future of usage of te reo Māori in the public sector. I speak to Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, about this decision and whether it affects Auckland Council and its operations. Here is that interview. Does the government's decision to roll back te reo Māori in the public sector affect the way the council operates?
Yeah, it's not something that the council has even discussed. And I would say that it shouldn't affect us in any way. Auckland Council governs really according to its own rohe, and we should actually start to assert a bit more of our sort of mana and stand on our own two feet in this kind of stuff. We've got a really proud recent history of actions in this area, such as dual naming of parks, which is a really successful program. This is the kind of stuff I'm expecting us to continue rather than roll back. So we'll be keeping on going as far as I'm concerned.
So the council intends to proceed and work with te reo Māori practices to better itself and to work with its communities and to honour te tiriti.
Yeah, Auckland Council, as governors of the city, I think have a duty to first and foremost honour te tiriti o Waitangi and to govern in the way that that has always envisaged as the founding document of the country and the city. So, you know, as far as speaking personally, I think we should be reaffirming that and just continuing on with the plans that we've already been doing over the past several years.
Do you know if much of the council is upset with this rollback, or is that something that hasn't really been discussed?
Yeah, to be honest, we haven't been able to really air our responses to a lot of the government's changes in a number of areas because we've been essentially on a recess period, as one does. So we're sort of rolling back in now into formal meetings in council. And as the months go on, we'll be called upon to respond to the government's new direction in a number of areas, not just in terms of, you know, the te reo Māori direction. I'd imagine there will be some frustration from some quarters, at least, in some of what's happening.
That was Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, speaking to me about the government's intentions to roll back te reo Māori usage in the public sector.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.